I'm Northwest Now associate producer Chris Anderson here with a quick audio preview of what you'll be seeing on this Friday's show. Earlier this year, the Washington State Legislature passed a historic bill that was signed into law by Governor Ferguson that enacts a 9.9% income tax on anyone making over $1 million annually. But some Republicans and right-leaning organizations like Let's Go Washington say that this law is illegal and our state's constitution prohibits any kind of income tax, whether it be on the rich or anyone else. Jackson Maynard, CEO of Jackson Maynard Law, has filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Citizen Action Defense Fund in an effort to stop this legislation.
Well, there's a couple problems with it. First of all, the legislature has mislabeled this tax as a millionaire's tax. This is an income tax with a $1 million deductible, and you need look no further than the plaintiffs that are in our lawsuit challenging this tax to know who this affects. We have a farmer, we have a trucker, and we have a builder and their wives, and they work their fingers to the bone to provide for their families, to make sure that their employees are provided for. They work extremely hard. They are not fat cats on their yachts. They're doing the work every day. We also have several individual groups that are represented as well. We've got the Ethnic Chamber of Commerce in Seattle that represents thousands of businesses. These are folks that came to this country to work hard and live the American dream, and they're now seeing this lifetime of work potentially threatened.
Meanwhile, Steve Gordon, business owner and member of Let's Go Washington, told host Tom Lason that everyone, regardless of their income, should be concerned about the so-called millionaire income tax, as he and many others believe that this is just a way that progressive Democrats are using to create an income tax for everyone.
They want some tax certainty. You need to be able to plan for the future and how you're gonna allocate capital, what your inflows are gonna be, what your outflows are gonna be. And when you're monkeying with tax policy every cycle, now capital gains tax, income tax, B&O tax, real estate excise tax, all these little things go into that complicated algebra equation of how you plan your future capital allocation. With no certainty what the tax policy is gonna look like next year, let alone this new tax this year, it's really hard for businesses to find the stability they crave to stay in the state.
You can see our entire conversation about concerns about the millionaire income tax Friday night at 7:30, only on KBTC.